During over 3 hours of public comment, the South Coast Air Quality Management District heard a clear message of overwhelming support from Inland Empire locals like her, says Andrea Vidare of the People's Collective for Environmental Justice.
Everybody here knows somebody with asthma. Everybody here has family that's working at the front lines of this pollution, right? Making it possible for the world to run. And We can't live in a world that jeopardizes people's health.
At the heart of the debate was the balance between improving public health impacts in low-income and communities of color, most affected by pollution from diesel trucks that move goods, versus the cost to business to comply with the program, concerns about job losses, and the lack of available zero-emission truck models were also raised during public comment. But the rule passed with a 9-4 vote. It will require both new and existing large warehouses to meet emissions reduction goals each year through a point system. They can do things like add solar or use near zero or zero emissions trucks to gain points and avoid penalties. A district report estimates the rule could result in the public health savings benefits of $2.7 billion and reduce ozone emissions by 15% by 2031. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.